I glanced at the sheriff, shocked to see him glowering at his brother with a look that made my knees tremble.
Don't make me regret calling you. Shelby, this is my brother, Caleb. Despite her car's valiant attempt to get her family home safely, Bessie has unfortunately left them stranded.
Caleb patted the hood.
Don't you worry, old girl. We'll get you back up and running as soon as possible.
I can't. I started to explain my deplorable lack of funds, but the sheriff butted in.
I'd like to get Shelby and the kids to the lodge as soon as possible.
I jolted with shock. The lodge? But I can't. The sheriff shot a narrowed look at me.
You think I'd let a woman and her kids hang out all night in a broken-down car? Or a mechanic shop?
I swallowed hard. I assumed you'd take us to your headquarters.
There's no place for you to rest at the station, and while we don't have a lot of crime here, the people coming in and out aren't the kind I'd want kids to hang around.
I didn't know what to say. I couldn't even begin to add up how much all of this was going to cost. Staying at a lodge sounded expensive. Would they even have reservations available? How much were they a night? While I'd been distracted, Caleb had already managed to connect Bessie to the wrecker.
Don't you worry, ma'am. We'll get you up and running as quickly as possible.
The sheriff shot another furious scowl at his brother. Caleb's eyebrows arched up and he laughed softly.
Let's hope I can find the parts. You never know how long it'll take to track down certain pieces in a car this old. What year is she? 2000?
I was impressed that he'd guessed so closely. 1999. The mechanic let out another low whistle.
They just don't make cars like they used to. If I remember correctly, this model's radiator is extremely hard to find, unless I can scavenge one at a salvage yard, so let's hope that's not the issue. Why don't you follow me to the shop so Shelby knows where it is? That way you can give me a ride back to the lodge.
The sheriff grunted again in acknowledgement. Without another word, he turned back to his car and lightly pressed his hand in the small of my back to guide me, slipping his hand up beneath the coat. I could feel the breadth of his splayed fingers, the strength and weight in his big palm. A man that strong, that powerful, could seriously hurt me. But for the first time since meeting him, I wasn't scared. If he'd wanted to hurt me, he wouldn't have called his brother to witness it.